Today on Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff.
You know, a lot of people these days are getting into prophecy, right? And rightly so, because we are really seeing that there's things happening in our world that are just screaming out end times. The weather, the different things that are going on, the nations, the monetary system, financial things going on in our world. Everything points to, you know, the coming of the Lord. But don't get carried away with that. That's not the most important thing. One third of the Bible's prophecy, okay. But we don't get off on, you know, well, maybe this will happen. And, well, I think, well, this guy said this. What do you think of this? And you get off, and you're not listening to the real last words that he said.
Your spirit leads me on, and I'm running after you. I'll leave behind the worthless love, and I'm trading them for priceless truth.
Hey there, thank you for being with us today for Sound Doctrine. We'll get right back to Pastor Jeff Johnson in just a second. We'll be wrapping up our study of 1 Peter over these next two programs. As we tie up a few loose ends, Peter is going to reemphasize the reason that this book was written. He's going to leave us with some valuable encouragement. And along the way, you'll learn the key to being an overcomer in tough times.
So here Peter is ending his letter with his final thoughts of encouragement, with an emphasis of important truths that he wants them to remember. But he not only wants them to remember who he's writing to, but he's writing to us today. So he wants us to remember these important last words. This is right before the great persecution is going to hit the church. Peter was in preparation in his first epistle for these guys to be able to go through what they are about ready to go through. This is an important epistle, especially the days we're living in. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, the next 3 weeks after that. We've got to get ready. Isn't it great how the Lord has allowed us to have the whole epistle of Peter prepare our hearts for trials and tribulations and sufferings that's going to come to the church? I think it is. I think the Lord loves us so much, he wants us prepared. And he wants us to have a vision for him and him alone. He's honing us down. He's getting us to the place of you're not going to make it unless you look to him. You're going to flounder. You're going to blow it. You're going to be lost because there's going to be trials. There's going to be suffering. I mean, I wish I could say to you that in the last days, we're all going to be happy. It's just going to be great. We're just preparing to go to heaven, and we're all going to go to heaven. I can't say that because God doesn't say that. He's getting serious with us now, church. We are the end time church. So we need to listen to last words. They are very important. Persecution could come up more than we've seen. We don't know what's coming, but he prepares us for it. So Peter, preparing them, and when I looked at Jesus' last words, and here's where I want you to turn to Acts chapter 1. And in Acts chapter 1, Jesus is talking to his disciples. These are his last words before he's taken up and ascends to heaven. So you would think that these would be important words, right? His last communication with his guys. And so we need to take this to heart. So Acts chapter 1, verse 4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. that you have heard of me. I've been telling you this. Over in Luke 24, verse 47, it says the same thing. I'm giving you this promise, and I want you to understand this promise. Wait for this promise. Verse 5, for John truly baptized with water. Baptism means immersion. It means total immersion. When we had our baptism out here in the pools 2 weeks ago, people went totally under the water. Girls had their makeup on, their hair all nice. When they come up, it's gone. I went, oh, no. Hey, if the barn needs painting, paint it. That's what Dr. McGee said. All right, now listen. I threw you all off. That's immersion, okay? Immersion is full down. In Texas, they had a drought, and they didn't know what to do. They finally found a stream, and they took the brothers that wanted and sisters that wanted to be baptized, and they rolled them in a stream. I mean, you do it, whatever needs to be done. And but we believe in full immersion. Why? Because baptism means that, full immersion. In other words, when you receive the baptism, you go under the water, and you come up. So he said, you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. That's not water baptism, folks. That's something different. John baptized with water. And yes, you need water baptism. We experienced that. But what's this baptism of the Holy Spirit? Very serious last words. Don't leave home without it. And that's what he's saying. Don't leave Jerusalem without it. And then verse 6 is strange. And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, well, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And in other words, this is it, huh? This is the last days, and you're going to kick the Romans out, and we're going to have your kingdom forever and ever, and this is it? You see, they lost the thought. They said, well, oh, I don't know what that is. Whatever that is, okay. But what about your coming? What about the setting up of your kingdom? You know, a lot of people these days are getting into prophecy, right? And rightly so, because we are really seeing that there's things happening in our world that are just screaming out end times. The weather, the different things that are going on, the nations, the monetary system, financial things going on in our world, everything points to, you know, the coming of the Lord. But don't get carried away with that. That's not the most important thing. One-third of the Bible's prophecy, okay. But we don't get off on, you know, well, maybe this will happen. And, well, I think, well, this guy said this. What do you think of this? And you get off, and you're not listening to the real last words that he said. He's making it very clear for us. So verse 7, he said to them, listen, I'm going to bring you back to the thought. It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. It's not for you to figure out when exactly it's going to happen. Oh, it's going to happen. But we're not to be on a prophetic chase and write, I know the year, you know, I know exactly when he's coming. No man knows the hour. The time he's coming. But we know the seasons. And the seasons is so ripe right now. But, verse 8, and that's what he says. But, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the earth. That's what he wanted to leave them. Don't miss this, because when I'm gone, you're going to hope and pray that you have this, and you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now, if I was to ask you, have you been baptized? I have people, you know, say, well, you mean water baptism? Yeah. No. I'm saying, have you been baptized in the Spirit? What's that? See, so many miss it. And yet, it's not to be missed. It's another experience we get to have with the Lord. Remember, he in John's gospel, right at the end, he breathed on them and he told them to receive the Holy Spirit in that room that they were in. And they, I believe, they received the Holy Spirit. He came into them. The church was born there. But then it came about, there's this baptism being put into the Holy Spirit. I mean, submerged in the Spirit. In other words, controlled, led, and yielded to the Spirit moving in your life and giving you the power to be a what? A witness. You see, he wants witnesses in these last days. And we struggle sometimes to be that. But baptized in the Holy Spirit, there's no struggling anymore. He says you'll receive power. That's dunamis. That's dynamite. That's where we get our word dynamite, from the Greek word dunamis. You know, a powerful thing is going to happen. You're going to be enveloped in His Spirit, and God is going to do the work in you and through you to a hurting world. Are you following me? Are you tracking with me? Are you following? Okay. So important, last words. So here Peter is reminding them. This is the key to being an overcomer in tough days. The key, of course, is complete surrender. I mean, when you're baptized in water, you're surrendering to whatever is going to happen when he grabs your nose and you go down. And some struggle, you know, afraid of water or whatever. But, you know, I just get strong then. I said, you're going under, man. And they sense that when I put them under and bring them up. But whoa, what a rush. What a blessing. Down with the old. Yeah, as Christ was buried, so resurrected in newness of life. It's a thrilling one-time event for the Christian. I mean, we've got some other things that we do, like every month we have communion here, but you can have communion every week at your home or every day if you want. But, I mean, communion is a very special thing for us as Christians. And baptism with water. But what about the baptism of the Holy Spirit? It gets us through those tough times. You know that over in, it's in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, we have a song we sing. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. So we're not to try to figure out what's coming. We're not to try to figure out what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know. Let's be honest. But are you ready for tomorrow? And so what Jesus is saying, you will be ready if you will receive this upon experience of the Holy Spirit, because I will be with you and you will be my witnesses no matter what happens. But don't try to figure out what's going to happen, because you'll be bummed out. You'll be confused. And if you keep on watching the tube, you'll really be frustrated. I mean, it's just nothing but frustration. You want to throw a shoe at it or anything, but then it costs a lot of money and you'll break it. And the flesh won again. No, we need to just trust that the Lord is going to bring it to pass. He's God. He knows exactly what's going to happen, and we're in His perfect plan because we're doing everything He's asking us to do. We're having ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, and we're being obedient. And the problem with the church today is that they are not being obedient, and they don't understand surrender. Because when He says you need to let go and let God, He means it. And just let Him take over. Let Him come and make your place in my heart. Take over my heart, Lord. My heart is yours. And when you turn your heart towards the Lord, He shows Himself strong to you. And you'll be able to make it through what's coming. The other good news is He'll be with us in it. And even in the fire, I will be with you. We've already looked at that with the three kids that were in that fiery furnace. There's a fourth one in there. Thank you, Lord. But don't go that way. And another thought is that He saved us. We've trusted Him. Those of you that know Christ, and you're here this morning because you're a Christian and you want to be fed the Word of God. You're going to get the Word of God, and you're going to be fed as you just listen, not just with your ears, but with your heart, and receive what He has for you today. And that's going to be a blessing. But we have been saved. Now, if you can trust Him with your eternal salvation, you should be able to trust Him with your daily trials and tribulations, shouldn't you? I mean, you're trusting Him with eternal salvation. And He's going to save you, and in the very end, you're going to be going home. Well, then let's trust him with the trials and tribulations that are definitely coming to this country and to our world. And we've already seen just a little bit of it. But it's not that we would be afraid, because he said, do not be afraid. You believe in God? Believe in me also. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. Come on, guys. I'm coming back for you. That where I am, you might be also. But until then, I'm going to give you of my power. You're going to have that burden for those around you, your neighbors, those you work with. You're going to be a light to them. When you go wake up tomorrow and it's Monday and you're going to work, you're going to be a light there at your work because Jesus is in you. Guess who walks into the plant? Guess who walks into the room? Guess who's in that with you, the Lord. So we need to go forth as he is our personal Lord and Savior, but he saved us to shine for him in a dark place, to be used of him. So Peter's really ending with a powerful end. Let's look at it now. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. That's where he left off. But the God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory, man, that's awesome. By Jesus Christ, he made the way where there was no way. After that, you have suffered a while. Oh, God, do you have to say that again? That's all the way through Peter. We're going to go through some suffering. Everybody does. In other words, you know, whether you're a Christian or you're not a Christian, you get to suffer. What a promise, huh? That's God's promise. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. But Jesus says, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And if I'm living in you, you're an overcomer. And you will overcome. Not by your power, not by your might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. That's how we're going to overcome. So he says, after that, you have suffered a while. He'll make you perfect, established, strengthened, and he will settle you. So our hope is to get our eyes upon the Lord. He's the God of all grace. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, he says he's the God of all comfort, who will comfort us through all our trials and tribulations. That's encouraging right there. He will comfort us through trials and tribulations. And then you can turn around once you've been comforted by him and comfort others in the comfort you received of the Lord. So you see, trials and suffering are not for nothing. He allows us to go through it so we can look at that person that's crying in front of us saying, I went through what you're going through. And this is what God did for me. He'll do it for you. And you'll be able to encourage them in their suffering. And that's so amazing to me. But that's the truth. Check it out. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. So our source of power and strength for daily living in trials is this baptism of the Holy Spirit. So don't get hung up in this place. Don't look at this place as your home. This is not your home. If you're a Christian, you got two passports. Number one, you got one here, and then you got one for up there. But up there is, we're talking a home that outshines the sun. This is nothing compared to what's coming. So we look at this place as pilgrims, as sojourners through a strange land. That's what we are. We're aliens, all of us together in Christ. We're going through this place and we don't even recognize it as our home. It's not home. It's ugly. It's horrible. There's some great days down at the beach and the sunsets and all and up in the mountains. But in reality, the cancer is coming out. It's horrible. And this nation is falling. It's coming apart at the seams. What can I do? What can you do? Just be a witness for the Lord, that more can come to know him and have hope in heaven instead of this place. Because if your hope is in this place, you're so foolish. And there's nothing but going to end in death. Whereas the Christian ends in sleep. They just fall asleep and boom, they're with the Lord immediately. Romans 8:28. It says, all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And then in verse 30, it says, moreover, whom he did predestinate. And he predestinated all of us who know the Lord. Them he also called. So he called us. That's amazing. Why would he call me and not my other family members? I don't know, but I'm glad he did. I mean, what a life. And then whom he called, he justified. And whom he justified, he glorified. So the promise is, all things are working for good. And he's going to take, the last thing he's going to do is take us home. So we need patience. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse 14, he says, and this is Paul writing, knowing that that which he raised up, Jesus Christ, shall raise us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. We're all going to be presented to the Lord. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound toward the glory of God, for which cause, Paul says, we faint not. We're not fainting. We're not giving up. We're not throwing in the towel. We're getting more turned on for the Lord than ever before. Why? Because of what's happening. Because God brings us to gather us together in a place like this to speak to us what's going on and what he wants to do to help us as we leave here. That is awesome. Preparing us. Just as he was doing the early saints, he's doing it with us. He says, for that which cause we faint not, but though our outward man is perishing, we're getting older, hopefully wiser, and yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. What is that inward man? It's the man that has received Christ, the woman has received Christ, the child that's received Christ. Every time we sit under the word, we're growing. We're getting stronger. And that's, again, why we gather together. Only the church gets this. No one else. We get to gather and grow and get strong. And then he says, for our light affliction is but for a moment, works us a more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Our light affliction. Paul is talking about himself. And what he went through was not light affliction. He was beaten with a rod many times. His back looked like just mush. He's beaten so many times. He was shipwrecked a number of times. He was stoned, left for dead. I mean, if it was on this planet, Paul received it. And he didn't have light affliction, but he calls it light affliction. Why? He says, because it's for a moment. It passes. You know, I get over it. In fact, God lifted me up one time. They stoned me to death, left me for dead, and God let me live again. He raised me up from the dead. And he calls that light affliction. No. Guys, we got light affliction. Amen? I mean, come on. We're not, our blood isn't being shed yet. We're not being beaten up yet. Some have on the streets. But hey, could that happen? Could there be physical? There's emotional now. We're getting hit emotionally left and right of all the things that are going on. And just the way people are acting and reacting to the pressure that this whole society is under. And it continues. And then the question comes up, how are you doing in Christ Jesus? How is his shalom working out in your heart, in your life, with all this? How is it working when you've been filled with the Holy Spirit and his power, and you're being a witness? Oh, you should be hyped, man. There has never been a greater time to live than right now, and to see God moving the way he's moving in these days, and to be a part of it.
What a blessing it is to be a part of what God is doing in these last days. We're examining the last words of 1 Peter here on Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff Johnson. Well, as we close things out, I'd like to mention that these studies are available online at sounddoctrineradio.org. We'd also like to pause at this time and say just how thankful we are to the Lord for you, our listeners. You know, we simply couldn't do what we do without the faithful support of God's people and God's provision. So thank you for standing with us. This month, we've picked out a worship album we think you'll really enjoy. It's called Live and Well. It features our own chapel band. Take a listen.
How I love you now. You're my all in all. How I long to hear and answer when you call.
That's Live and Well by the Chapel Band, available for a limited time only for $5. At sounddoctrineradio.org or call us at 800-353-7553. And if you could include a little extra, that would be a real blessing and help us continue this ministry. Be back with us next time as we place the finishing touches on our study of 1 Peter with Pastor Jeff. That's right here on Sound Doctrine, a presentation of Calvary Chapel Downey.
So, Father,